This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 100 people were killed and scores more wounded at a ceremony in Iran to commemorate top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone in 2020, Iranian officials said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Two explosions killed scores of people in Iran's southeastern city of Kerman, officials said on Wednesday. Officials blamed terrorists, adding that dozens more were wounded in the attack. Iranian state television reported a first and then a second blast during an anniversary event at the cemetery where Soleimani is buried. An unnamed official told state news agency IRNA that, quote, two explosive devices planted along the road leading to Kerman Martyrs Cemetery were detonated remotely by terrorists.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The chief of Israel's Mossad has vowed the intelligence agency will hunt down every U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas member involved in the October 7th attack on Israel, no matter where they are. David Barnea spoke a day after the deputy head of the Palestinian militant group was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. Israel was on high alert Wednesday for an escalation with Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah militia after the strike in the Lebanese capital killed Saleh Arouri, the most senior Hamas member slain since the war in Gaza erupted nearly 3 months ago. Flares lit up the night sky over Gaza on Wednesday night as Israeli forces kept up their assault on the Palestinian enclave as explosions and gunfire could be heard. The Israeli military said intensive battles with militants were continuing in the southern